My granddaughter, Natasha, has a long history of caring for unfortunate creatures. When she was a little girl, a recent transplant to America, she and her father would rescue endless varieties of pathetic fauna from the woods behind their dilapidated New Jerseyan duplex. Broken-winged birds and feeble rabbits and one-eyed kittens that they would fail to nurse back to health until their dim flames were nearly extinguished. Whenever I visited from Kiev, I would try to put a stop to this nonsense, of course. Natasha's mother and I would take the pitiful creatures to the backyard and put them out of their misery with a frying pan under cover of night. Oh, her mother, Valentina, was a force. A stunning, steely woman with a vicious gleam in her eye as she wiped the bloody pan on the grass, wanting to harden her daughter against the cold world. But what can you do? She died of breast cancer when Natasha was 17, leaving her alone with my hapless son. So the girl has remained as soft as a horse bottom. When my son was felled by a heart attack 5 years ago and handsome Yuri, his former student, began courting Natasha, I thought finally, she will settle down, stop caring for useless men, and have someone care for her. And last year, when she told me she and Yuri were expecting a child, I thought, well, yes, she will have to make some compromises with her acting career, but she will be a natural. I recalled her rapturous, Madonna-like gaze when she beheld her ailing creatures, and later the slew of stinky pets she took into her various cramped New York apartments. And I thought, she has my simpleton sister's animal caretaking genes. She'll also love holding a crying nothing to her breast, much more than I did anyway. But when she first materialized on my computer screen with the rat-faced girl in her arms, she looked weary and ruined and sweat-covered, shaking my faith in her abilities. She has spent most of the 3 months since her daughter's birth chained to her infant, and lately also caring for Stas, Yuri's overly young, greasy-haired, deadbeat of a friend, who fled the Boston suburb where they were raised under murky circumstances, whom she was kind enough to take in. When I see her this evening, her pale skin emerging in the morning light of her living room, her dark eyes swollen and sleepless, she brings to mind a clump of hair I yanked out of my shower drain just last week. She is holding her hideous baby girl, Talia, stroking her cheek in hopes that she will drift off. Now, listen, child, I say. If you train that girl to sleep in your arms, she will become a mother-dependent namby-pamby. You should do what my parents did to me and what I did to your father. Put her in her crib until she is filled with existential understanding. She will see that she is all alone in a cold universe and must drift off on her own. And while she's in there, you should leave the apartment and go for a stroll or see a movie. She laughs and shakes her wilted head. I'll consider it.